No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. Today's Saturday. That means it is Sanctuary Saturday, aimed at those of you in the first year of sobriety, helping you get through and navigate, not just get through and navigate, but thrive in the first year of sobriety. Today, I'm going to give you 7 ways to build your self-trust. Listen, gals, we come into sobriety with a pretty shaky self-trust. I certainly did. I mean, what else can you expect when you go years, decades in my case, and many of us, failing? Now, we don't fail at everything, that's for sure, but we definitely fail when it comes to alcohol, and that makes our self-trust very, very shaky. And to have a full and happy life, we need to trust ourselves. You know, and as Eleanor Roosevelt said, feeling inferior to others or unsure of ourselves is internal. No one can make us feel that way. They really can't. So if you have people in your life where you feel a little bit, you know, smaller than or less than, it isn't coming from them. It comes from inside of us. So this is where we want to focus. This is where we do the work so that we can show up in the world and feel safe with ourselves, which is huge, absolutely huge. Feeling safe is so important. And who else can we trust if we can't trust ourselves? And yet here we are, not sure we can. So let's talk about this. I have 7 ways. There are more, but I'm going to give you 7 ways that you can rebuild that self-trust in sobriety and start feeling good about yourself again. All right, you ready? You got a pen? Listen, before we move on to these 7 ways, I want to point out that yesterday, in case you didn't get yesterday's snippet, I made a commitment to giving you 1 action to take every snippet. Well, that includes Sanctuary Saturday. The reason I'm doing that, well, you can go to yesterday and listen to it, but very briefly, we are all subject to surface dwelling, meaning we intake information and we don't practice it. We just take in the information. And so I am committed to giving you 1 small action you can take every single snippet. So check out yesterday. Today, I'm going to do the same. I'm committed. When I commit, I commit. Unlike when I was drinking. Boy, you know, I said I'm never drinking again. And 4 hours later, there I am with my vodka. Yeah, I couldn't trust myself. This is an example of knowing that I can trust myself. You know, when I turned on the microphone in March of 2023 to do this podcast, it was not an easy thing to do, but I committed to it. And here I am. 2.5 years later, over 500 snippets later, I know I can trust myself to do this, even on the days when I just don't feel like it. And yeah, I do have days like that. I know, right? You thought I was perfect. Well, the truth is now out there. Hello, I'm not perfect. Gals, let's build up your self-trust. And at the end, I'm going to give you 1 small action you can take now, today, to make sure you're not just taking this information from the snippet, letting it go in one ear, float around the head for a little while, and out the other ear. Instead, action, action. Okay, all right, that was yesterday. Sidetracked. Okay, number 1 of the many, many ways we can rebuild self-trust is just keep tiny promises to yourself, especially if you're very early in sobriety. You can start with ridiculously small commitments. Drink a glass of water. Write 1 sentence in your journal. But when you keep these tiny commitments, your brain relearns, oh, I can rely on myself. This is hard for ambitious women because we want to go out and conquer the world. And in many ways, we already have. We're educated. We've got the career. We have the, right? We have all this stuff going on in our lives. And so when I say to ambitious, successful women, just do 1 tiny thing, they're like, I don't want to do a tiny thing, Becca. I want to kill the world. I want to go out there and attack the world. I want to do the big thing. Okay, dear. Yes, I heard you. But let's just start small so we can build up the self-trust. All right? Okay. That's number 1, tiny promises. Number 2, track those wins. Track your wins. In my coaching, I ask the women every week when we meet, I ask them, share 1 win. And it's amazing to me how difficult that can be. Women will say, I don't know, I didn't win at nothing this week, really. It was just an ordinary week. I doubt it. Just the fact that you're showing up for life is winning. Please don't forget to give yourself credit where credit is due. And then note it down. So the number two is track your wins. At the end of each day, just note one little thing you followed through on, and it could be from number one, that keeping a tiny promise. This builds evidence, written evidence, that you are consistent, even if small, okay? Number three is massive. I can do five snippets on it and probably already have. Speak kindly to and about yourself. Self-trust is destroyed by self-criticism. Oh, I'm always late. I always fail. I'm not good at math. I'm not good at technology. Anything critical about yourself takes down your self-trust. Never, never, never beat yourself up mentally or verbally. Never. No, that's right. Never. This is non-negotiable, gals. There aren't many things in the world where I say that I use absolutes, where I say never or always, that those are absolutes, but this is an absolute. Never speak unkindly about yourself. So to build up that self-trust, get rid of the self-criticism. Number four, honor your boundaries, right? Say no when you mean no and stick with it, even in small ways. For us, often in early sobriety, it's hard to lay down those boundaries. It's hard to ask people not to trample them because we've made so many mistakes. We feel like, oh, I don't really, you know, do I have a right to ask for this boundary? After all, I was drinking out of control, blah, 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 right? We have this narrative inside our head that I made so many mistakes that I really shouldn't expect much. No, no. No. Honor your boundaries. Every time you honor your truth, you prove to yourself that you're trustworthy. So if somebody is trampling on your boundaries, you need to step up and ask them kindly, but insistently, not to. All right? Number five, celebrate your follow-throughs. Don't just keep your promises, acknowledge them. A quick, yes, I did that, cements the trust loop. Just acknowledge, you showed up, dear, good job. Even something like, you know, one of the things, the hardest things for me to learn was driving. No, I mean, I found it easy to learn how to drive 40 years ago. I'm talking about not driving like a crazy woman, not getting irritated with the person in front of me, not trying to hurry, rush while driving. I was one of those drivers. And when I started slowing down, taking a deep breath, realizing I'm not in a hurry, I'm not late, why am I rushing? I started acknowledging it. I'm proud of you. I'd get to the end of a drive and I didn't have to pass anybody. I mean, I was pretty bad, right? And I acknowledged it. I said to myself, yeah, way to go. Way to pull back and just allow that person their space on the road. So acknowledge your follow-throughs. Acknowledge them verbally or mentally or even in your journal. Number six, repair quickly when you slip. You're going to make mistakes. If you're a perfectionist, get over it now, my dear. Perfectionism is a whole nother snippet, and it's a pathway to hell. So self-trust does not mean perfection, okay? It's okay. You're human. Yeah, I know. You don't want to be, but you are. You want to be superwoman, and in many ways you are, but you're also human. What matters is if you break a promise, just notice it, forgive yourself, and reset right away. Okay, I blew it a little bit. All right, well, that's okay. I'll do better next time. Take that deep breath and move past it. Number seven, envision your future self as an ally. This is also another snippet in itself. The future self work is so powerful. But just sit for a moment and just imagine yourself a month from now or 6 months from now, and imagine that she's watching your every choice. Each time you act in alignment with her, you're proving both to you and to her that you can be trusted. You're building your self-trust. I showed up today the way I wanted to. And those are seven ways you can start to rebuild your self-trust. Simple ways, tiny ways. We don't have to go nuts on this, but we really do need to rebuild the self-trust, and it will come. It really will. The first year is hard. I mean, at the end of my first year, I still didn't even think I'd be able to not drink. I was still worried about drinking. It's take, you know, I mean, come on, 30 plus years of drinking and only one of sobriety. I needed more time. So please be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, be compassionate to yourself, and allow your self-trust to build, because you know you can do things. You can do hard things because you've done them. And sobriety is no different from those other things. You are getting there, my dear. You are growing. You're showing up, and I'm proud of you. Be proud of yourself. Now, today's action. All right, ready? Come on. I'm telling you, you're committed. If you're in snippet land, you got to commit to taking action. And so today, I want you, as soon as this snippet ends, what you're going to hear is some happy jazz music. When you hear the happy jazz music, I want you to pick up a pen and write on anything nearby. If you're in your car, grab a piece of paper out of your purse. But first, pull the car over. Ha ha ha, of course. At the end of this snippet, grab a pen and write down, I am trustworthy and I honor myself. That is today's action. And gals, if you want to come a little bit deeper into snippet land, the sacred mirror is open today. I'm not opening it every day, but today it's open. What is the sacred mirror? It is a simple online form, private, comes only to me, where I ask you a couple simple questions, allowing you to share a little bit of your story with me. Then I flip on this pink microphone. I love my pink microphone. And I reflect back to you what I'm hearing. It's not advice. It's definitely not a sales pitch. It's a reflection from an objective second person who loves you and cares about you. Okay, cue the happy jazz music and let's take that action for today. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.